Hello everybody, I am Lucia Matuonto and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Today, we are excited to have Dr. Paul Corona join us from California. Dr. Corona is not only a medical doctor, but also a passionate mental health advocate and author of several books. His latest release, The Corona Protocol, a scientifically proven medical solution to stop addiction, bullying, homelessness, school shootings, and suicide, 30 years in the making, is coming out soon. So, Dr. Paul, welcome to the RV.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, of course. I'm curious, Dr. Paul, were you examining pets when you were just a kid, earning you the nickname Dr. Paul at such a young age?
Well, I was 5 years old, and my our family doctor, who was also a friend, really good friend of our family, gave me a doctor bag for Christmas, one of those plastic, you know, kids doctor bags. And I was just obsessed with this. And I self-medicated on the candy pills in the bottle. But then I carried it around and pretended I was putting Band-Aids on people. And so since I carried that around so much, that's when I first had the nickname Dr. Paul when I was like 5 years old.
Uh-huh. It's always like a, let's say, a prediction. So you knew already that you were going to become a doctor. And speaking of pets, actually, I'm a physical therapist and I used to examine my cat. Speaking of pets, you have a cat named Samoa. So how does having a furry companion like Samoa support you emotionally?
Well, Seymour, like all many pets, people understand if you're a pet person, that just he's my relax, you know, the relaxation when I get home and he's a daddy's boy. He loves on me and I pet him and he purrs and he lays on his back. And so having Seymour's, I'm a cat guy since I was young. I prefer cats over dogs. But I've had a lot of cats. I've never had a cat like Seymour. He's the best I've ever had. And he's just lovable and playful. And so it's just such a relief when I get home and see Seymour. He just helps me to relax.
Yeah, I understand it completely. I had a cat, Fidel. Mm-hmm. Now I have Attila. But I had Fidel. He was almost like a person. He loved people. I've never seen a cat who is not afraid of people. And every time we arrived at home, he was greeting us. He was such a kid. And unfortunately, yeah, he left us. And I still miss him so much.
Yeah. Yeah, Seymour is very much like a dog because he loves people, and even strangers can come over and he just walks right up to them, and he's not afraid of, you know, and he's the alpha male with we have a dog too, and he's definitely the alpha male, and he dominates the dog for sure.
So, Dr. Paul, I see you spent many years working as a family doctor before transitioning into psychiatry. So, what led you to change your medical field?
Well, when I first started in medical school, I didn't really know. I really liked OBGYN, pediatrics, adult medicine, psychiatry. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I chose family practice, you know, so general practice. And that's what I did for about 10 years. And I think during that time, I mean, just not to get too technical, but people understand SSRIs like Zoloft and Lexapro and basically medications that work on serotonin. Well, the first medication that also works on a chemical called norepinephrine came out called Effexor. And that changed everything for me. So what I really started understanding was this connection, because I was giving this certain medication to people, and not only did they emotionally get better, but they physically got better. So I started seeing this connection between the emotion and the body, and getting rid of pain and fibromyalgia and irritable bowel syndrome. So all these kind of mystery illnesses I was seeing were getting better. And I did so much in the 1990s that around the year 2000 or so, I had to make a big decision, because I was getting so busy that I decided to give up on traditional family practice and move full time into psychiatry, or what I call it mind body medicine, because I combined the traditional primary care approach with psychiatry, and understanding that there's a link, there's this mental emotional link that many doctors don't understand. Primary care doesn't usually understand it, and also most psychiatrists don't really understand it either.
Yeah, I was reading about your approach, and nowadays, Dr. Paul, the demand for mental health professionals is booming.
Yeah.
Because we all know of the rising number of individuals experiencing anxiety and other psychological issues. And I see that you are known as a doctor for depression. So, how did you get this title?
Because I see a lot of depression, and depression really goes with anxiety. So the anxiety disorders are probably the number one thing that I see in my practice, because it's so common. But anxiety often goes with depression. They often go together. And it all got worse with the pandemic, with the shutdowns, and people got, really a lot of stress being shut down, and their business, financially things were falling apart, and the businesses had to close. And so that everything, and you can talk to psychologists as well as doctors who prescribe, and everyone got busier the last few years because everything got worse. But yeah, but I think it's our modern times. Things are very stressful, our country and around the world. Just look around the world at what's going on. It's just an extremely high stress time. People watch the news and they get more stressed out because everything they see on the news is stressful. So it's just, yes, I've been very busy, but this is what really drives me to what I do, is I see there's such a need out there, and I see that, and that's why I want to really teach. This is why I want this book to come out and do well, because I already have two other books I've written for doctors. So I'm hoping to teach and travel and do lecturing and try to teach doctors about the Corona protocol, and which is my method of doing
Yeah.
things.
Actually, your latest book, The Corona Protocol, offers groundbreaking insights into the treatment of mental health. And as you were telling us, you blend holistic approach. And so could you provide us with a sneak peek into this protocol?
Well, the protocol basically, and when I say holistic, I like the word, but it's different than what most people think. Most people, when you hear holistic, think about supplements and vitamins and things like that. What holistic means, helping the body heal itself. And with psychotropic medications, which are the medications I work with, which are traditionally known as antidepressants and mood stabilizers, they actually help to heal the system, because they balance the person's chemistry in the nervous system. And so that's how they basically work. And then the healing, basically, what happens when the medications work, is people feel like I'm my old self. This is the old me come back again, and I'm like I used to be. And that's the whole point of medications, is to really heal the person and to get them back to themselves, where they can handle stress better and they feel stronger from within.
Could you provide us some sneak peek into the protocol? You also can tell us a little bit about this book.
Yeah, so the protocol basically is my own ways I've learned how to do things. So in the 1990s, like I said, I did a lot of exploring. I did a lot of, I was reading books, I was reading psychiatric textbooks, I was reading journals, and I was trying to figure out why was it that other doctors weren't doing things the way I was doing it. And so the protocol is combined, how I combined certain medications together in very unique ways that I didn't see then. I still don't see now, other doctors doing things the same way. And why is that? Because really, basically, because I trained myself, because I didn't have a lot to go by. So I really had to follow my own instincts when I was treating people, because it was just made sense to me, but I wasn't reading it. And so that's what led me to write, because I thought, well, I have to write about this, because who's going to believe me? Who's going to believe the results I'm seeing here? So that's what led me to my first three books I wrote. And then the next two, which are not out yet, which are my two training books for doctors. And then that led to this one. So I've been writing for 20 years, and the point of my writing is that eventually I really want to teach, and I want to teach other prescribers, because there's so many doctors, and there's also physicians assistants, nurse practitioners, that really don't do a great job with medications. Not to be mean about it, but it's true. So I want to teach them my protocol, and because it's very easy to do, and it's very easy for me to teach it. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to, because if I can help other providers help their patients, that to me would be the greatest satisfaction for me, knowing that I can only see so many people. I can only do so much myself. So if I can help people at a wider level by helping other doctors understand this protocol. And the protocol is very cutting edge, very revolutionary, because it's really healing the mind and body at the same time.
Absolutely. And it's good to know that you were training other healthcare professionals. And I would like to talk about early intervention. Mental illness, as we know, has become increasingly prevalent, with the World Health Organization predicting some years ago that depression would become the second leading cause of disease burden globally by 2020. Yes, I was reading about it to talk to you. So, how does early intervention in mental health potentially prevent issues like school shootings, drug abuse, homelessness, and many other problems?
Because, and the things that I talk about in the book, and basically the book is, I tell 30 stories. So it's mostly a fiction book, a storytelling book about people struggle with different things. And basically, early intervention could, most of the things I deal with, and most of the tragedies, like the shooters and the homeless people and addiction, it's all related to mental health issues. Addiction is, homelessness is, obviously school shooters are, suicides. And so if you early intervention is key, and I think people have this notion that just see a psychologist only, and maybe to get some exercise and everything should be fine. Not necessarily. And people may have this notion that medication should be the last thing you ever try. You got to try everything else first. And yeah, but I disagree. I think if someone's going down a bad path, and it's not as easy as just a little bit of counseling or a little bit of this. You want to intervene to get them out of this hole. And so if they're in a deep depression, or they're having anxiety attacks, and if the person's telling me, this isn't me, this is not the old me, this is totally different, you have to be aggressive, and you can't just try to, like, well, we'll save medication for the last thing we could try, while you suffer for months and months and months and years, So I think earlier intervention, we'd be able to save a lot of people, and save a lot of not only lives, but, like, in the case of school shooters, there's usually early signs of mental illness, and usually you should be able to intervene with these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And many times, sometimes or many times, it goes unnoticed by family and friends. Shouldn't we also educate the family and other healthcare professionals, doctor?
Absolutely. And so, I mean, I often get the family involved, especially with younger patients. The family's usually involved, the parents are usually involved. But yeah, I think we need to, education is key. And I think, so that's why, I mean, and to tell the truth, I see a lot of families. I see one person, and all of a sudden the other person in the family said, "Well, I need to see him too," and then I need to see him. So usually when you recognize the problem, then a lot of people say, "Oh, really? You can get help for that? I've been suffering with that for years. I didn't think that you could help that." So I see a lot of people when I see one person, then I see their family, and then they get involved. And then I end up seeing everybody in the family. That happens a lot. But yeah, I think, you know, and even family members that don't have mental health issues, we can definitely help. They can definitely help support the person. And because a lot of these patients that I see really need the moral support from home. They need the love, they need the support, they need people who understand and don't judge them. And I think it's really important that people understand, and also not to discourage them, not to say like, "Oh, you're taking a medication. Oh, you should get off of that." And it's like, "Well, I'm doing really well on it." No, I heard you shouldn't be taking those. I think it's like, stop, don't do that.
Yeah, there is this resistance against medication.
Yeah.
We take medication if we have high blood pressure, if we have diabetes. So it's a treatment like any other.
Exactly. And I use that a lot. I use those examples a lot about diabetes and thyroid conditions and things where you take medications. And I tell people this is just the same, but there's a lot of anti-medication mentality, a lot of bloggers, a lot of podcasts, a lot of people out there who are influencers. And I can name some right now, but I won't. Are very anti-medication. And it's just, and when I hear that, it really hurts me because I know they're influencing a lot of people, and it's not something that people who are in need should be hearing. You
Yeah.
know, you got to be tougher, and you just have to be a man, and you got to stop complaining, and you just have to exercise. You know, hey, I believe in that. I talk to my patients about exercise and relaxation techniques and breathing and yoga. I mean, I talk to patients about that stuff all the time, but in some people, it's not quite enough. We need medical help. You know, and realizing that this is also a medical condition, not just a psychological one.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Leah, I have Hashimoto thyroiditis, and I take a hormone
Right.
replacement. And I've seen many people even telling me, or I read it online saying, "No, you don't need to take hormones. You should eat this." And it is, "No, I need the hormone. I don't have my thyroid. It was removed."
You're going to take it lifelong too. So what? So what? You don't have a thyroid anymore, so you have to give yourself thyroid. See, right there, it's like, so what? I mean, you can't help that. You know, it's not something you ask for. And people who suffer with anxiety and depression, they don't ask for that. It's a miserable thing to have. It's miserable to have anxiety and panic attacks, but they can be helped. And like you said, I use these examples, like you just said. I use thyroid a lot, Hashimoto's a lot, because the people can understand that. But see, the reason they understand that is there's a blood test. And if there's a blood test, they can say, see on paper that number, you know, that makes more sense. With what I do, there's no blood tests, there's no scanning. So it's I call it an invisible illness because it's a microscopic problem at the cellular level. And so the medications work at the neurocellular level in the nervous system to balance. And you know, and as a physical therapist, you know that, and a lot of massage therapists will say, yeah, when people get stressed out, boy, these muscles here just get really tensed up, you know. And why is that? Well, because the stress comes out in our body. That's how, you know. So.
Yes, and I'm curious about this method. And what do you hope readers will take away from your book, The Corona Protocol?
I hope they have hope. I mean, I think what they're going to get out of this book is, you know, reading the stories, and most of them are happy endings. Some of them are not happy endings because that's just reality, is not everything's a happy ending. You know, but what I'm hoping they understand from this book is that there's hope, or that they can relate to maybe one of the stories or more than one of the stories. It sounds like, you know, people are like, that sounds like me, because I did so much of variety in these 30 stories that I mean, I think anyone who struggles with anything having to do with mental illness will be able to relate to at least one of these characters I have. And so what I'm hoping is that even if they've been seeing a doctor or not seeing a doctor or not being treated or being treated inadequately, that they can say, oh my gosh, this makes so much more sense that you need to combine medications together in a certain way, not just one thing only, but some people it's simple as one thing only, but more often it's a combination of the two or three things together that, you know, and that's where we get the best results. And so that's what I'm hoping they take from this book is that sense that, you know, there's hope and that there's an answer to their problems.
Thank you. And would you like to leave a message for our listeners today, Doctor?
Well, I think, like I said, my book comes out on February 20th on Amazon. I think we're also going to be on Barnes and Noble. We're going to be on Apple. And also, if you're interested, my first three books are available on Amazon too. It's called He They took me 12 years to complete, and they're 1,200 pages total. But the first three books are called Healing the Mind and Body, the trilogy. So those are available. And I make a lot of references in this book to those books because in those books you can read a lot more depth. It's not a lot more of the science and not just the stories like this one. And that but yeah, but if you know, and again, if you also if anyone wants to be seen as a patient, you know, contact my office. You can email me. I see a lot of people remotely, which is a lot of the doctors would do what I do are doing a lot of telephone and virtual visits. So if someone is not in my area, then I can still treat them, even out of state. Yeah, so that's, you know, and if you have any questions, you know, I also do a podcast, and I've done over 120 podcasts. It's called The Dr. Paul Show. I haven't done them in a while, but I'm going to start picking them up this next week. I haven't done it for a couple months, but I'm going to restart again. But yeah, but I talk about, you know, a lot of things on the podcast too. So.
Oh, excellent. And do you mind sharing your website with us?
Yeah, so at www.dr, like doctor. So Dr. Paul Corona, that's Corona, like the virus, md.com. So Dr. Paul Corona, md.com. And on the website, you can see testimonials, blogs, a lot of stuff about my first book. So there's a lot on my website.
Do you have Instagram or LinkedIn?
I'm on Instagram. If you want to see Seymour pictures, on my Instagram is DR, like doctor. So DR Paul Corona MD. So if you go on DR Paul Corona MD, I have about maybe 10 pictures of Seymour. He's beautiful, by the way. If when you see him, you'll see why I feel the way I do. He's not only a love, but he's a gorgeous cat. He's a seal point Himalayan, so he's a long hair with Siamese coloring, but he's beautiful, and but more than just his beauty outwardly is his inward beauty. So, and then I'm on Facebook, I'm on X, which was Twitter. I'm on X, so I'm on all three platforms, and we're doing marketing on all three platforms too. So.
Sounds great. And actually, we'll be featured in our magazine, The Relatable Voice, in February. So our listeners will be able to see your book cover, read more about you, and Dr. Paul. You're always welcome to the RV. Our doors are open for you. And when you publish your new book, please let us know.
Okay. I appreciate it so much for having me on.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time. No.
Okay. I appreciate it so much for having me on.
Yes, I love going to California, so thank you. It's beautiful. Just one second, let
I
me.
love the background. I love what you
Oh.
did there. I love how you do that. That's
And when you publish your new book, please let us know.
okay. I appreciate it so much for having me on.
Yes, I love going to California, so thank you. It's beautiful. Just one second, let me.
I love the background. I love what you
Oh.
did there. I love how you do that. That's
And when you publish your new book, please let us know.
okay. I appreciate it so much for having me on.
Yes, I love going to California, so thank you. It's beautiful. Just one second, let me.
I love the background. I love what you
Oh.
did there. I love how you do that. That's
And when you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.